Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered five decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get a stimulus package update with USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's This Week they will work with Republicans.
If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great.
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
"If you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not."
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When Valentine's Day rolls around, remember, it's the thought that counts, as Valentine's spending is expected to decrease this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
America's birth rates are dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here and Phil Hotzenpiller over there. Phil is founder president of American Faith, a senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear you again today and jump into some exciting things that are happening in our world and how we're going to solve all the problems. How about that one?
Well, hey, we may have to get to that mess, that point in life where we realize, Phil, that it is more than we can handle. And this is
shocking to me.
I know you are.
To me. My mother grew up telling me I could do anything.
Yeah, I think that's why she also told you that you know, the first thing that you do every day is make your bed. You know, you want to start out doing the right thing, doing the first things that are most important, get them out of the way. And this is the problem with procrastination and certainly the political process that has become, you know, very good at kicking the proverbial can up the road. I mean, to such a degree that here we are dealing with serious issues that, Phil, I go, if the Lord of Heaven's armies himself does not come down and square this away, How do we manage this? I mean, we've got universities in California there where you are. What is there, 93? I think 93 gender choices? Really? I mean, this is how crazy it has gotten. This whole idea of the critical race theory. Critical race theory is, I mean, and just listen. Critical, it's a theory, okay? But it is driving the narrative as if it's proven fact.
Well, it's all a part of a plan that really birthed itself in the early 30s, in my estimation. You know, there was a guy named Antonio Gramsci, and he was an Italian Marxist, and he argued that the focus should not be on the economic revolution as you would in the, you know, in the Russian Revolution, but more on taking control of institutions and shaping culture. Now, this guy was so radical in the 30s that the dictator, Mussolini, imprisoned him in the worst of the worst jails. Because he didn't want this guy getting out. They said, we got to silence his voice. Because the whole thing we wanted to do was create a counterculture that subverts and seeks to destroy the established culture. So wow. What happened, critical race theory stresses these racial divisions sees society in terms of minority racial groups oppressed by the white majority. So this is kind of, if that sounds familiar to you, that's Antonio Gramsci, 1930.
Wow. And so it lives today, clearly. You start creating, I mean, and of course, this is what's happened in institutions. It's a typical type of formula that works out. You create dissatisfaction with the status quo, and you offer based on the weight of I was saying this morning, you know, inspired by what you'd written, Phil, is that, you know, we often talk about the preponderance of the facts. Well, now we live in a culture that it's the preponderance of the narrative and the theory and the opinion. You know, facts be damned, they're irrelevant anymore.
They are. And I think the interesting thing, if you kind of keep going down this road with Antonio, he called socialism a religion. Mm-hmm. And he said that religion of socialism must overwhelm Christianity.
Yeah.
So his whole thought was that first, by capturing culture via schools, churches, and media, you then transform the consciousness of a society. So what's happening is you have people that really are totally unaware of Antonio, don't want to know about him. They want to live their life, but they hear this, like you've said, this continued narrative. And before long, if I hear it long enough and loud enough, and I don't hear the counter to that, then what I do is I begin to at least buy into certain elements. And I think, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking, no, what is the origin of this? What's the long-term effect of this? And how do we live our life?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, how casual of us as humanoids to think that somebody could enter into the hallowed ground of your psyche, of your very soul, and steal it, and do it in such a way that, you know, again, if you're so casual about it, it's almost like the story of Jacob and Esau, that Esau disrespected his birthright, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, here he loses this. And in a way, America is disrespecting its own birthright. And I'd say, you know, for that matter, I mean, particularly America, because we're more free than most other nations, or we used to be. And we allowed someone and allowed this force to come in and rob us of our birthright. I think this is, you know, again, this is such a violation of humanity, Phil, that somebody would be allowed to come in and tap into this, because the fact of the matter is we're wired. We're wired accordingly to follow, you know, a theology. And the exchange that's being done here is that they know these power brokers and forces like that. And this isn't just then. I mean, this has been going on from day one, is that we're going to worship something. God designed us with a blueprint in such a way that we need, our very essence cries out to worship something. And the choice is, are you going to worship the real God or the God of Babel?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, here's what I think. I really do believe what I'm getting ready to say. And I emphasize that because this is going to backfire. And, you know, right here in California, we have now 1.2 million verified, certified recall ballots for Newsom. And we're seeing a large Democratic contingency of people who are signing the petition and say, this guy's got to go. Another thing I want to say, that I don't know if you've heard, you probably don't follow this guy, Tom McDonald. He came out with a new song called Fake Wook, and it reaches number one on all genre U.S. iTunes charts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is all about the idea that, all this is fake. This mm-hmm. is not real stuff that we're dealing with. And this guy is not, I emphasize, a Christian. Number mm-hmm. two, I emphasize, I am not endorsing him.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you the vibe that's happening right now. Here's one of the lines in the song. He said, there is a difference between hate speech and the speech you hate.
Mm. Mm.
Pretty good line, isn't it?
I like that. I'm going to steal that. Yeah, I like that.
Baby.
Yeah, really. Wow. Well, you know, this is the thing that we love about the truth. It transcends everything, doesn't it? It knocks down walls, and it causes you to pause. And right now, you know, it almost seems like we need a little bit of, if you want to call it, you know, political jujitsu, that we take the weight and movement that has been put out there and we just step aside and let it fall down. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, look, we got to go to break. I want to get your idea on the other side. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You know, we can be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen, is that I think people are realizing that politics has not served us well. Look what it's done. It has us at each other's throats. We've abandoned core important, you know, first principles. The first principles that bring us together as a nation, that have people around the world wanting to come to this this nation on a hill with a light that seems to be dimming these days. And if you look as to who's got control of the switch there, it seems that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden et al. Are ones that are dimming down. They think they're actually adding more light, but by virtue of their policies and what they want to employ and compel us to do, it's limiting our freedoms, and with the limit of our freedoms, our light of liberty is starting to dim, if you can see that or not. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us. Phil, politics has just devastated our country, the people psychologically. I mean, it's amazing in the midst of all this COVID fear that has been created by the Democrats, and I will say almost single-handedly by the Democrats. Yes, there have been some Republicans that have gone along with it, but you know, this is the political process, and people are so scared out of their wits they don't know what to do. We had a doctor who has been studying vaccines for decades, and she is absolutely brilliant, in my humble opinion, and she pretty much surmised, after everything is all said and done in studying, you know, the whole aspect of the vaccine and the rollout and everything, she said, Bill, I wouldn't take it, I wouldn't give it to my patients, and I'm certainly not going to recommend it for my family members. Pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, it is scary. And I just want to touch on one thing you said at the beginning there, and that is never underestimate the patriot. You know, it took a lot of hard pushes and shoves to get the American Revolution started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think what's going to happen here, I think you can only push, let's say, the 70 million who voted for Trump so far. And I think the backlash is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Because what it was, there 40 executive orders in the same span that Trump did one or Biden did two.
Right.
In that days of office. And
you mean Obama? You mean Obama did two to one versus the Biden off? Yes, right.
No. Biden did two. I know Biden did 40.
Right.
Obama did two.
Right.
Same time span.
Right.
So
exactly.
Now think about that. So the aggression that is coming here, and the liberal agenda, and the killing of jobs. I'm kind of encouraged. I know it sounds weird. I'm kind of encouraged because I believe in the American spirit, and I believe something is going to move this needle faster than the Democrats think is going to get moved.
Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, look, at the first thing you can do to cause pain to anyone is take away their job. I mean, we've already been going through this with COVID. And, you know, in contrast, if you recall, when Donald Trump came into office, one of the first things he asked anybody that came into the Oval Office, Phil, I don't know if you remember this or not, was he'd ask, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? That became the target focus in the initial years of the Trump administration. It was all about jobs. And what happened? The needle started moving radically. You know, get these restrictions, these regulations out of the way. Let's promote jobs. Let's bring those businesses back. Let's invite corporate America back to its home base of America. Let's bring these jobs back home. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're not producing steel anymore. Well, what happens if we ever have to, you know, go to war? We're going to have to go to our enemies and ask for steel? Does that make sense? No. Hey, look at steel manufacturing is back. Energy. Saw what happened with the energy sector. I mean, for the first time since Truman, we're energy independent. And Joe Biden, with a couple of flicks of a pen, and he hasn't even started to use Obama's cell phone. Remember, it was a cell phone and a pen that he could do all this stuff unilaterally. But even still, with a pen, he's doing a lot of unilateral decisions, killing jobs. And he's become, as one of our guests said, he's a job killer Joe now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really amazing. I know there were people that thought, well, I don't like Trump, so I'm going to vote for Biden, and he's going to be more of a centralist. And just the opposite has happened. He's done nothing to unite, everything to divide. He's anything but a centralist, anything but a person who understands the economy. He understands what he understands. That's Joe. Take care of Joe at all costs. And we're seeing the ramifications of that, and they're hitting hard, and they're going to hit harder.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why people are surprised here, Phil, because look at we've had 50 years of Joe Biden. We know everything about Joe Biden. The thing is so ironic is that right now, I mean, you've got a representative who is, you know, says, hey, this is what I think. And because it's the wrong thought, the cancel police come in. Well, Joe Biden for 50 years has thought a lot. And there's a lot to cancel him, but no, we make him, we elevate him, and raise him to, as the book, you know, famously talks about, I think it was Peters that, you know, talked about the Peter Principle. And, you know, and Joe Biden is the modern-day manifestation of the Peter Principle.
Yeah, and just back up for a minute, because that's a pretty old book, but a very good principle. Back up and kind of give the listeners an overview. What is that principle? What does that mean when you say that?
Well, what it is that in business, you will rise to that level. In other words, you will continue to be promoted eventually to that level that you're no longer effective. And, in fact, you're actually deleterious to the organization. And that's what was the call that, you know, we needed to be, we need to be sensitive that we could Peter Principle, which was a theory and an idea presented by Lawrence J. Peter, if you recall.
Yeah, and so basically you move up through the ranks and you finally get to a place of total incompetence.
Correct.
You've been there long enough. You're the last guy standing. And so finally you get to become the president because I don't know what else to do with you. And that's what's happened with Biden.
Right.
You know, yeah. He went up through the ranks. He got more juice than most people. And they just said, you're the guy. And that's what's happened here. So we've got a totally incompetent person with, you know, a radical agenda moving our country right now into a cultural crisis that will take minimum a digital revolution or civil war to make this thing go away and change course. If you make it bad enough, people will revolt. And I think that's what's going to happen to the American people.
I mean, look at what's going on right now. I mean, you give up energy independence. You're giving up jobs. You're kowtowing to the communist Chinese. We've already got backdoor deals, supposedly, that have been set up with Biden. And, of course, this is going to smack of all kinds of issues because going in, oh, that's right, we had the Hunter Biden, you know, corruption issue that's kind of still hanging out there. But of course, that's not going to be investigated. It's just, you know, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, we're in an upside down world. We're living in the fifth chapter of Isaiah that says, whoa, you know, that time that good is evil, evil's good. You know, this is where we are. And for people of faith who understand the word of God, we should be prepared, more than prepared and ready for what's, you know, what's coming. So, because out of all this, out of all this craziness, when people are losing their heads, God says peace. Peace.
Yep.
And yeah, that's what we have to hold to, right?
You bet. And, you know, that's the pattern. Look at the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despotic rulers come all the time. Challenges come all the time. You just lean into God. Lean into God, lean into your character, and you will thrive. Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is a good training, just as you say. This is good training and, you know, experience. Not only that we're at a point where, and I know it's going to be, it's tough probably for some people to say, and they probably say to you, Phil, as a pastor, you know, I don't know if I can trust God right now. You know, COVID's hit us, we're lean on funds, we're waiting for that stimulus check, and because the exchanges and the temptation is, they want us to exchange God for the government's money. We have to be careful who we're serving, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the good thing is, I'm not hearing that out of people. I'm not hearing the lack of faith. I'm hearing just the opposite. Man, I'm hearing we're taking up the mantle.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered five decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Marchinas, we have a country to save.
You better believe that, Jack.
And it's our country, okay? It's not a Republican country, not a Democrat. It is an American patriot country, ladies and gentlemen. This is, again, why I say we have to move to first principles. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Mark Pache is with us, a GOP strategist and former deputy director for the National Republican Congressional Committee. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be with you this morning. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. Right now, ironically, I got to tell you, Mark, admittedly, I said on this show going into the 2020 elections, I had seen such a disembodiment of the Democratic Party. I thought that they were going to be the ones to implode. It's a bit surprising for me to see where the GOP is. And I only say surprising, it might sound a little naive because maybe I underestimated the forces. First of all, the idea of fair play, number one, and so that we could have a fair and, and righteous election. And number two, is the power of the cabal that took place during the 2020 election that involved the established media, corporate America, the communist Chinese, I believe, and also, big tech, how they came against, the reigning president, Donald Trump, and all the Republicans. I mean, I underestimated. I knew that, Google had made it clear that they were going to make sure Donald Trump did not get elected. But, we should have heeded the warnings of Nancy Pelosi, who guaranteed back in, I think it was September, maybe October, that Joe Biden would, in fact, be the next president. And just many of us could not even fathom that possibility.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I think it's there's obviously great disappointment in what happened at the presidential level in 2020. And, you know, not holding on to the Georgia Senate was also a huge setback. But, you know, I think, you know, we have a tendency at times to overvalue some of those outcomes and at the expense of what else happened on the ballot. You know, I as an analyst, as a strategist, you know, looking at the outcome, the presidential race and even arguably the Georgia races were not partisan events. I mean, clearly there were partisan differences, but the presidential race largely came down to personality. You liked Trump or you didn't. And we've never had a president that was so, whose favorability, unfavorability was so polarized with right. partisan domination. And then timing of the Georgia races were very much sucked into that personality event. You know, Trump was the number one determining factor in how people voted in Georgia. So, you know, but if you look at the rest of the ballot, Republicans did exceedingly well. Mm-hmm. Gained seats in Congress for the second time in history while their party was losing the White House. We held on to every legislative chamber in the country. We even gained legislative seats. We picked up one chamber. And this is in the backdrop of a prediction that we were going to get whitewashed.
Right.
It just didn't happen. So my perspective on this is that the presidential race outcome can largely be ascribed to personality, but when it was about policy, conservatives did exceedingly well.
I think you make a great point there, and that's encouraging to see, is that America at large did not buy into this, but there is still a huge segment. Some would want you to believe a minority segment, but I believe there's a huge segment of America that still questions the veracity of the election, and they're concerned that nothing is being done going forward, that if the same activity is in play as what we saw, you know, all for the justification because you hate Donald Trump or whatever, if that continues forward, how are we going to have confidence in future elections?
You know, I may be an outlier here, Bill, but I think, you know, what happened, that not everything is a zero-sum game. I mean, I mm-hmm. think it's possible that, you know, there was some irregularities and, you know, the word fraud's been thrown out in the balloting last year. Mm-hmm. We've seen that I've been running campaigns since 1982.
Right.
I'm old. But but we've seen irregularities over time. I mean, I'm a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
I remember seeing precincts coming in the 70s and 80s out of Flint and Detroit where the result was like 790-2 in some precincts. Just crazy stuff.
Right.
And I personally have watched fraud occur in the city of Detroit, where I watched a ballot box move from a polling site to the main counting site, but the car delivering it stopped at a house for 3 hours on the way.
Wow.
So, you know, we know stuff happened. I don't know that it was enough to have changed the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But
see that, and that's the thing. See, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, some really crazy. But the fact that here today, we don't know. I mean, why can't we know? Because this voter fraud can. And I don't mean to keep beating this drum. I mean, but I think that we owe it to the American people to get down to the truth of the matter and give them some confidence to say, hey, look, your vote counts. It's not going to be canceled. And because of all this suggestion and, you know, hyperbole from both sides, it's like, okay, why can't we look into this? Why can't there be an earnest discovery here so that the people's confidence can say, okay, look, hey, we found these discrepancies. I mean, you got too many affidavits out there on this deal that are, you know, sworn affidavits at you know, risk of legal jeopardy that everyday citizens, and I mean, some pretty smart people who have signed these affidavits saying, hey, look, you know, just like you say, you got somebody stopping. Why would they stop for 3 hours? I mean, that's chain of custody stuff. But again, you see, it doesn't matter. You know, you even have a former Attorney General, Eric Holder, looking in the camera going, voter fraud doesn't exist. You got to be kidding me. People are getting arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. How can you say it doesn't exist? I mean, you're supposedly a smart guy. You're the former Attorney General of the United States, for goodness sakes. And you make that kind of statement. I mean, you know, when you say stuff like that, it disqualifies you. And, you know, from the conversation and people earnestly, I mean, inquiring people just want to know and say, okay, hey, look at, you know, but we kind of feel like in lieu of evidence, this stuff is being, you know, measured down our throat. And based on what you said, in the other areas, conservative viewpoints played out. People voted, said, hey, this is what we support, which shouldn't be any big surprise, because even in the Democratic primaries, what the Democrats were selling, 70% of their own said, we're not interested. So how do you make that transition from selling what you sold wasn't being bought in the primary amongst your own party, but yet in the general election, you know, over 80 million people say, hey, we're in?
Right. Well, listen, we may disagree on this, Bill, but I think that there has been a thorough examination, you know, each state doing their own independent investigation from the federal government, and you know, state by state they mm-hmm. failed to find any corroborating proof to some of those affidavits, and not all affidavits are created equal either.
Yeah. You know, Mark, I want your confidence. I really do, and I know the American people in large and those who, you know, think a little bit like me, and I don't think we're delusional. We just have questions. I don't have the settled proof. I'm glad you do. That, trust me, that encourages me. But I want to be able to, you know, I want to know what you know. You know, so, and for that, you got to come back. Because we want to break this down. I appreciate your insight, because I think that, you know, look, we need to be all on the same page, moving in the right direction for all America. Mark Pichet, thank you, Mark.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
That's what we're fighting for, ladies and gentlemen. As long as they'll let us, we just don't know any better. So forgive me for the passion that I have for our Constitution. You know, for you as a citizen, the human potential that is there, the God-given design that needs to be expressed and developed. This is what I've found, and this is what I continue to fight for, you know, through my business experience. I think one of the biggest frustrations that we can have as individuals is to not be exercising our God-given talents. And it's more than exercise. They have to be developed. They have to be grown. And I find this to be the case so often when people are most frustrated. It's because they're a round peg in a square hole. And what's happening right now in our government is that there are forces that want to put us in the wrong hole here, to where we would really get even more frustrated than we've ever realized. I mean, if you want to frustrate people, take away their job and or miscast them, make them into brain surgeons when they'd much rather be teachers. And you can always tell when somebody's miscast. You know, they end up like we've been talking about. They get Peter principled, and they start like brain surgeons. You know, I would say to people, if you're killing 9 out of 10 people as a brain surgeon, maybe being a brain surgeon is not your gig, okay? Just something for you to think about. Adam Holtz is with us, and he is perfectly cast, and we're blessed for that end. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. Lots to talk about. Real quick, what on Friday, Sanctity of Human Life, we had the March for Life that happened. Focus on the Family. James Daly, very involved with that. Again, you know, to put out the message of life, so important right now, right?
It is, and I think that the thing about the ongoing conversation, debate, conflict, whatever word you want to use in our culture is, man, this has been going on since 1972. You want to talk about a long game kind of conversation. And I think sometimes, you know, I think about the passage, I believe it's in Galatians, where Paul says, do not grow weary of doing
yes.
good.
Right.
And
exactly.
I think that the abortion conversation is one that we can get weary on just because it seems like Groundhog Day, I mean, which is coming up, too. It feels
tomorrow,
like,
I think. Groundhog Day is tomorrow, right?
Yeah. You know, it feels like we've had this conversation so many times, and, you know, we have sometimes the restrictions in states get stricter, sometimes they get loosened up, obviously, as we've seen in New York and Virginia and places where there have been horrific new, you know, laws passed that essentially, you know, you can almost commit infanticide. That's how liberal the laws are, and sure, liberal in the worst sense of that word. But I think what the March for Life does is it's an annual point of reminder that, man, we haven't resolved this thing. This battle is still raging, and it's a battle in which there are lives on the line, Bill.
Right.
You know, there are real children being aborted, and we want to stand up for life. We want to stand up, and we want to stand up to equip young mothers who maybe are in a crisis pregnancy to be able to handle that, or to make a choice perhaps for adoption. Mm. That abortion, when we talk about choice, you know, on the liberal side of the spectrum, choice is a code word for abortion. But there are other choices that a young woman in a difficult situation can make.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, this entire road is about choice. It starts with, are you going to hook up or not? Are you going to violate your God-given temple and body to a short-term temporal decision, and understand that making the wrong choice there could put you in a situation, depending on where you are and your station in life, you could be hamstrung with the wrong mate. There's so many complicated issues that, you see, the thing is, the good news is on this is that since 1973, there's a lot of evidence and anecdotal information from women and even men who have experienced the abortion process. And their testimonies, like Tim Tebow's and that, not that he directly, but he has a testimony that he presented at the March for Life, and others, so many others. I remember attending an event, a care unit in Florida, and there was an attorney who spoke, Adam, and she's the result, her life is the result of a failed abortion. Now, had she been born in Virginia, they'd offered her comfort care until she died there on that cold metal.
Cold gurney.
Yeah, exactly. But she survived. And by the grace of God, I mean, and very minor ill effects as a result of the abortion. She's a brilliant woman. But by experience, she's like that blind man who now sees, knows different. There are so many other women who know different because of what they went through. And they are speaking out and warning other young girls that it's a lie. It is not just, you know, like a cancerous tumor that's being removed from you. Because if that was the case, why am I still grieving for the loss of a child? And even to this day, I can tell you how old that child would have been.
Yeah.
Until the day I die, that goes with me. I don't want that for you. And this is what they say to young girls and even with boys, because boys, even though, you know, for them, in most cases, it can be just a transactional type of deal. It's not all that cold and callous for boys either, is that young men are realizing, I had a son there. I mean, Adam, I'm hearing of men committing suicide over the realization that they participated in an abortion. And they're so shamed by it that they feel like there's no hope for them, and they have committed suicide over the poor choice. So, yes, choice all along is important. Choice to begin with, choice down the road after, you know, your mate becomes pregnant. What do you do? Do you choose to get married? Do you choose to raise that child? Do you choose to put it up for adoption? There are many choices to go along here. And the fact of the matter is that in one context, yes, it's your body, it's your responsibility, it is your choice, and it's clear. And these other women and men will attest to this, that they would pray that you would make the right choice for your future. And this lie that's put out there by even, you know, celebrities to say, oh, I wouldn't have had the career I have if I hadn't had an abortion. Wow, you don't know that, do you? But you make that statement like as if it's fact.
Right, and you're also assigning value there too. There is an implicit statement that your success was more important than the life of that child. I mean, exactly. The calculus is pretty cold.
So that's the price you pay for success.
You
put your child on the altar of the temporal, so that you could be a movie star.
Yep. No, and even as we talk about choice, I want to take it back even a step further. I think our culture is at a point now where we're beyond individualism. Individualism to a point is a good thing. We want people to understand their gifting. We want individuals to thrive, and achieving your potential is a good thing. I think we're at a point now in our culture, Bill, where we're much closer to something like individual sovereignty, that nobody has sovereignty over my life and my decisions and the things that I'm doing. And I think another extension of this is, you know, we used to have drug laws in place that actually said, we think this is bad. I saw that Oregon, you know, decriminalized all of their drug laws today or over the weekend. And I think it's another extension of this idea that individuals are sovereign, but there's no reckoning for the cost of what happens when every man or woman is doing what is right in his or her own eyes.
Exactly.
We know from Scripture, the upshot of that is chaos. Yeah. You know, when if you've got 330 different ideas of what truth is, it's going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think as believers, we are asked and called and invited to come to a God who says, I want to be the Lord of your life.
Yeah.
And I will lead you into green pastures. You know, I will lead you in the life and the way everlasting. And we think we can choose that for ourselves without anybody else's help, but we can't.
Yeah.
And the end is destruction.
Yeah. Because that's what we discovered, and you read about in with the original sin. That's what it came down to.
It was
man's elevation over God. You're not the boss of me. Okay, well, go be the boss. Go be your own boss. See how that works out for you. And we've had all these years of being our own boss, and this is why you have so many people, over a billion people, who have said, "You are my Lord." And that will continue. We got about a minute left here, Adam. I did want to also address something that you were talking about at Plugged In. Disney Plus is blocking Peter Pan, Dumbo, and Aristocrats. I mean, the politically correct culture is overwhelming. I chuckle at this, but I mean, it's one thing to be sensitive, but it's another thing to, you know, go over the top here. And maybe this might be an overreach by Disney, but, you know, bless their hearts.
Yeah, no, they're limiting it for kids who are 1 to 7. So it's not that they're censoring it or making it unavailable. It's just they have made a decision that this isn't appropriate for young viewers because of the racial issues that at some level are there. You know, you've got mentions of Redskins and Peter Pan. You've got Yellowface in Swiss Family Robinson.
And all the racial reference, especially in Dumbo. So what are they doing? They're putting up a disclaimer? That's it?
Yeah, there's a disclaimer there. And, you know, if you have a profile set up for your children.
Got to leave it there. Adam Holt.
Stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.